Class 2A State Volleyball from the Dodge City United Wireless Arena. Jared Slubby with you with the Jefferson County North Chargers volleyball team making the state tournament. And they have a very good chance to make the semifinal round. All they got to do is get through pool play today with their first game coming up against Meade. Arguably their most important game right out of the gate. Got to pretty much go 2-1 to make it to that semifinal round. And a win over the 4-seed Meade is almost required in order to do so. Taking a look at the schedule for this morning's slate in Court A, Pool 1, you have Hillsborough, the 1-seed, 39-1 during the regular season and includes the sub-state round as well. Meade is the 4-seed at 31-7. Jefferson County North is the 5-seed at 30-8. And Pittsburgh St. Mary's Colgan out of southeastern Kansas is the 8th seed at 23-16. Giving you a preview for this matchup, the Meade Buffaloes are looking for their first state title since 1980, and they come into this tournament with a 13-game winning streak, with their last loss coming on October the 4th against South Gray. These two teams last met on November 1st, 2013, and JCN won in two sets. That was in the state tournament, 25-18 and 25-15. As of this moment, Meade is 9-3 on neutral courts, and they are unranked in the Kansas Volleyball Association rankings. As for the Chargers, they enter the state tournament 30-8. They have four state titles in school history, looking for their first since 1986, winning back-to-back in 85 and 86, and 75 and 76. Chargers went 15-1 in NEKL play, and are currently on a 9-game winning streak. They went undefeated at home 17-0, but 6-6 on neutral sites. The Chargers have lost only 17 sets all season and come into this one number 9 in the KVA rankings, and they won their sub-state at home. They defeated Riverside 25-19, 25-7 in the quarterfinals, and won in three sets, 25-18, 25-22, 25-14, 22-25, beg your pardon, in that second set. That was against Pleasant Ridge in the semifinals, and then one against top-seeded Jackson Heights in three sets, 20-25, 25-17, 25-22 in a championship match. We're going to go a step aside for a quick break. We'll come back with a brief interview with head coach David Schuler. Talks about how excited the team is to get ready for this state tournament. You are listening to the Class 2A State Volleyball Tournament here on KAIR 93.7.
Today's game is brought to you by Farm Bureau agent Angie Hughes. We know your operation keeps you busy year-round, just like we know how important it is to have the right coverage in place. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Angie Hughes can help you protect your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Call Farm Bureau agent Angie Hughes in Lancaster today.
Coach, I mean, what a fantastic season to come here to Dodge City. I mean, fantastic place to play.
Absolutely. Best facility for volleyball. Been to a number of them, but This facility is the best.
How big was it for you guys to have your sub-state tournament at home?
Oh, man, what electric atmosphere that was. Obviously, being at home is an advantage. The crowd was very electric, and, you know, that's three of the last 4 years that we hosted, and it makes a difference, without a doubt.
You guys have had a lot of success at home. How do you guys have success on a neutral court today?
Focus on what we need to do on our side of the net, understand what our game plan is and follow it, be disciplined, play for today. I mean, we're trying to get that into their heads, and I think we seem pretty focused right now.
Historically, you guys have had a lot of success in your program. What do you guys have to do to get your first state title in a little while?
Well, first we got to get lucky. There's got to be luck involved in any title that you win. I think if we can block and we can pass, our offense presents a problem for a lot of teams with our height, and we have 6 good hitters. So passing and getting that ball slowed down at the net is priority.
Coach, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Free State Electric Cooperative, serving Jefferson and Leavenworth counties, supports local schools and athletics. Good luck, Jefferson County Volleyball, on your run for the state title. Free State Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
All right, here we go. We are getting set for Jefferson County North and Meade. Chargers are in their whites. And as for me, they're in their purple unis. Here we go. Aubrey Bell with the serve. It's returned cleanly by the Buffaloes. They over a little dink and is down for a kill. And the Buffaloes off to a 1-0 start. As mentioned, this is the 4-seeded Buffaloes and the 5th-seeded Chargers. A big matchup right out of the chute with pool play. Two teams advancing in both pools to the semifinal play tomorrow. Chargers on the return. Here's a windup and a send over. And that one's going to be down for a kill. That was Charity Powell. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for... Emily Langley on the kill. Has my 12s missed up there. For Jefferson County North, it's Clara Johnson, Emma Ruckdeschel, Emily Langley, Corey Bertles, Audrey Bell, and Macy Thompson. Head coach is David Schuler. 1-1. There's a serve. It's returned cleanly by the Buffalo. Set up for the near side and tipped over by Cryer. Going to be out of bounds. 2-1 Jefferson County North. Leanne Cryer, the head coach of the Meade Buffaloes. Historically a very good Jefferson County North team, and that one just almost an ace. That was Ruckdeschel, the 5'9 junior. With that near ace, it was touched up twice, so it doesn't statistically go down as an ace. She'll serve it again, though. That one is long and out of bounds. Point to Meade, Amir, at 3-2 in favor of the Chargers. Early set number one. Mentioned that this is so important because, as mentioned, you have to get two wins in pool play. Hillsborough, they are looking very good this season, 39-1. They've won 23 games in a row. That serve, not returned cleanly. That's going to be a near ace. As Carly Martin doesn't allow the Chargers to get it back over to the Meade side, so she'll serve it again. And then St. Mary's Colgan, team that has been playing pretty good this year, but difficult for them to get through to the next round. That one's down for a kill. Macy Thompson, the 6-foot senior, squeezing it through there along the far side. It's 4-3, JCN. Couple substitutions. Evelyn Smith, the 5A junior, and Emily Langley checking back in after briefly coming out. The libero, Claire Jobbins, the 5'7 senior, is in as well in her green jersey. That is up to the near side. A swipe by Cryer. That one blocked back to the near side. And that's two hits by the same player against the Buffaloes. It's 5-3. Good start for the Chargers. Got a good crowd of green and white to my left. The turn is clean. Back line by Martin. A swipe to the back line for the Chargers. Returned cleanly by Bell. And this will be a free ball sent over to the mean side. Passes to the near side. Blocked, but down. And through for a kill. Charity Powell. Nice start for the sophomore. It is 5-4. But a service error. That was by Powell. That makes it 6-4. More substitutions for JCN with Jocelyn Seaver and Clara Johnson checking in. Seaver, the 5'3 senior, will serve it. Here comes to the mean side. Return is clean. Set up to the near side for Paul. And that one blocked. Back over to the Charger side, though. And gives back to me. Another try from Paul. That one returned by the Chargers. Johnson, that one blocked, but down for a kill. And someone walking in front of me wasn't able to see the number. I believe that was Bell with the kill. On the net on the far side. And it is 7-4. Good start for JCN. Another serve for Seaver. That is to the far side. Just tipping it over to the back line. Return is clean by Seaver. Dab is blocked back to the JCN side. Sending it up. This time for Smith, and she goes long, and a point for Meade. It's 7-5. JCN working from my left to right on the timeline, and Meade going right to left. Service, a turn by the libero, Jobbins, setting it up for Bell. That one turned cleanly by Meade. I have to just tip it over on a third try. Set, down the middle is to Thompson. That one's down for a kill. Macy Thompson, the 6 foot senior, makes it 8. Another serve, this time by Jobbins, and on the return, it's hit right over to the JCN side. Chance now by Ruckteschel, and that one's sent long. And Meade gets the point, makes it back within 2. Back and forth here, early start goes in favor of the Chargers. Meade's been trying to claw back, and they've done so successfully, keeping it a game so far here in set number 1. Service by Foster, the setter, leads the team in assists. There's a swipe, that was a good one. It goes back to the Chargers side, but a nice dig, but not nice enough to keep it alive. Audrey Bell gets the kill. It's now 9-6. JCN liking to keep their players fresh. Coach Schuler puts Corey Bertles back in the game. The 5'5 senior will serve it. Turn is clean from Meade. Setter Foster gives an opportunity, and the kill is capitalized on by Harley Paul, the 5'9 senior on the far side of the net. Couple blockers up for JCN, unable to keep that in play, goes out of bounds. 9-7 now our score in favor of JCN, served by Kinley Flavin. This one set up for Johnson, that one returned cleanly, but it goes over that. A big swipe and a kill right down the middle of the floor by who else? Audrey Bell. This is a senior-heavy roster. 5 seniors on the squad with Seaver, Bertles, and Bertles. Bell, Thompson, and Jobbins. And that service down for an ace. Good job by Corey Bertles finding the back near side corner. Makes it 11-7. Meanwhile, behind me, Inman and Garden Plain are going at it. Inman currently winning 10-8. Inman's the 3 seed, with Garden Plain being the 6. Tune out on those matches all day long as well. This one just bumped over to the Chargers side. Big opportunity, waiting on it, but returned cleanly from the back line by Flavin. There's a chance for the Chargers. A swipe and a good job once again by Meade, returning Langley's attempt. Another chance for the Chargers. Set to the far side, Langley again. That one dug nicely by Cryer. And touching the net that time on the attempt was Carly Martin, the junior for Meade. It's now 12-7. Nice little rally here. And with that being said, Leanne Cryer is going to call a timeout. 3 straight points for the Buffaloes. Take a break for 30 seconds here on KARE 93.7.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Oskaloosa. Locally owned and representing over 35 companies, allowing me to provide you a tailor-made policy that fits you best. Contact me, Dave Taylor, Tanya Reed, at 785-863-2631. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Back here in Dodge City, JCN off to a nice start, leading Meade 12-7. You're listening to Class 2A State Volleyball here on KARE 93.7 FM. Proud to be bringing you some state volleyball here. We have JCN in action at 8:30, and then 11:30 and 12:30, and then Donovan West will be on our sister station, KNZA 103.9, starting at 3:30, beg your pardon. Back underway, a little dink down is down for Meade. Carly Martin out of the break, a big point for the Buffaloes, trying to stymie that JCN rally. Serve kept alive by Jobbins. He swiped by Langley, kept alive, nice dig. Tipped over to JCN's side. Backward set. That one set long and out of bounds by Ruckteschel. So 2 straight points out of the break for Meade. However, it's actually going to be a violation against the Buffaloes. So it'll actually be JCN getting the points. It's a big break. That makes it 13-8 instead of 12-9. The serve is Ruckteschel. And not a great return. It's right over the net and an easy tip net for Macy Thompson. The 6 foot senior with the kill, and that makes it 14-8. Turn Ernest Queen for the Buffaloes this time. I've had a bit of a tough time with those serves and a good job getting it through the blockers, but ACM was all over it. Another violation up against the net are the Buffaloes. That's three straight points, making it 15-8. They surrender 1 point out of the break, but then three consecutive. Another serve coming by Ruckteschell. Tipped up, and that goes long. Dallas Sherman tried to put that one in the back near side corner and could not. ACN has now doubled up. Meade. That serve is down for an ace along the back line. Ruckteschell. Wow. Make that five in a row for JCN. She'll get another one. That one returned on the back line by Flavin. Tipped over. JCN ready for it. Trying to tip it over. Mead also at the net. Able to get ball back over to JCN's side. And that one's down along the backside corner. Good job pinning it back there. That was Layton Hooper. Abby Zortman putting it back there. Serve now coming from Meade. That is up by Bell. And that one down for Macy Thompson again. Audrey Bell, Macy Thompson getting it done up front for the Chargers. They have doubled up Meade once again. It's 18-9. Set number one. Meanwhile, Inman leading Garden Plain 16-10 behind me. Serve to the back line. Returned cleanly by Meade. Pryor just tries to tip it over. Blocked back to the Meade side. They'll just set it over. Back line returned by Claire Jobbins. Tip at the net. After the bad set, goes to the Chargers side. They'll set it back on a free ball. But it's put in the back spot. Meade wasn't ready for it. Another point for JCN. Finley Flavin could return on the back line. It's now 19-9. It was 12-7 just a few minutes ago. What a rally by the Chargers. In set number one, certainly has gone in the favor of the Chargers. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to State Volleyball here on KR93.7.
Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique in Nortonville wants to congratulate the Jefferson County North volleyball team and wish them the best of luck at state this weekend in Dodge City. Gals of Grace has new fall t-shirts, flannels, and sweaters, so stop by and see them from 9 to 5, Wednesday through Friday, and Saturdays 9 to 2. Check them out on Facebook for the new fashion updates. Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique at 518 Main Street in Nortonville. Gals of Grace isn't fun without you.
Out of the break, Jefferson County North leads 19-9, right into a point, and that's going to be into the net for Meade, and it's now 20-9 in favor of the Chargers. Now about the football team for JCN, advancing to the second round of the playoffs after defeating Riverside 64-22. Big win for the Chargers football team. Will take on the winner of Centralia and McLeod. That game going on tonight. Back on the volleyball court, though, tip over from Meade is ready for the Chargers. Not a great setup. Trying to get Thompson one, but unable to do so. Keeping it alive. They'll send a free ball over. Jobbins, if she can get it down, she can. Good job scrambling, JCN. Trying to tip it down is Cryer. Chargers all over it. Now an opportunity for JCN. They're able to return on the back line. At the net, set over to the side of the Chargers, and an error goes against JCN as one of the Chargers stepped underneath the net. I believe that was Evelyn Smith. And that makes it 20-10. Buffalo's trying to get a rally together here in a hurry. And serve is going to be sent long, and a service there makes it 21-10. Reminder, if the Chargers should make the semifinal action tomorrow, they will start at 9 a.m. And a set over, this time by Hooper. Blocked to the net, to the Meade side, but then just set over to the Chargers side. Set is behind, and down for a kill is Evelyn Smith. Chargers are killing it here in this first set. First match of the day. Meade in north, a 4-5 seed respectfully. That's blocked to the net. Bell and Thompson on the far side send that one back down to the earth and makes it 23-10, 2 points away from winning set number one. Serve once again by Seaver. An attempt by Paul. That one is blocked and down. Set point number one for JCN. Meanwhile, behind me, Inman leads 20-12 over Garden Plain. Turn clean by the Buffaloes, but not a great job rallying, and they don't get a good attempt. Here's a swipe that's blocked from Bell. Buffaloes now just tip it over, and that goes back down to the earth. It's blocked and down, and Ben wins handily, 25-10. It's set number one. We're going to step aside for a couple minutes. We'll have set number two. Again, Jefferson County North wins set number one, 25-10 over Meade. You're listening to State Volleyball here on KR 93.7.
Winchester Meat Processing wants you to know they can do it all. From wild game custom butchering or that prize deer you just took down last weekend, Winchester Meat is a cut above the competition. Your first stop for Hickory brand meats. And don't forget about the retail case as well, where you can find the best quality beef, pork, jerky, and more. Family owned and operated for over 20 years. Winchester Meat Processing. See all their products online at winchesterprocessing.com or visit them at 203 Winchester Street in Winchester.
Petro Convenience Store. It's your one-stop shop in Valley Falls. Need some fuel and snacks? They've got it. Need to grab lunch or feed your family dinner? No problem. They've got Godfather's Pizza and a hot case and the Chow Now ordering app to make it easy. Need a cold snack after the game? They also have that with their soft serve ice cream and shakes. Need to grab some adult beverages on the way home? Well, they've got that too with Valley Liquor located inside. Petro Convenience Store in Valley Falls. They've got it all.
At Nortonville Parts and Service, they've got three words for you. Reliable, reasonable, and respectable. It's no wonder that they've been around for over 20 years. Their customers keep coming back, and that says a lot. Nortonville Parts and Service, doing their customers right.
Today's game is brought to you by Farm Bureau agent Angie Hughes. We know your operation keeps you busy year-round, just like we know how important it is to have the right coverage in place. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Angie Hughes can help you protect your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Call Farm Bureau agent Angie Hughes in Lancaster today.
Jefferson County North wins set number one by 15 points. It was 25-10. Chargers taking care of business. They're going left to right in their white jerseys with black shorts. Smead in their purples with their black shorts as well. Meanwhile, Inman currently leading 23-12 behind me and makes that 23-14. The Owls trying to play catch up here. Actually, beg your pardon, that was a point for Inman, so it's 24-13. So set point number one for Inman as the 3-6. But here in 4-5 matchup, JCN and Meade, we are underway set number two, and that attempt is put out of bounds. But was it blocked? No, actually, they're going to say it was a violation against Meade. So Jefferson County North does get that first point. Ruck to Shell hitting that one. Service coming by Audrey Bell. What a first set she had. The 5-7 senior puts it to the back line, returning cleanly. Foster sets this one up, tipped over, blocked, and unable to save it was Bell, and that makes it 1-1. And Edmonds' sets just went final, 25-13. They win set number one. Taking a look at that schedule here in just a bit as Meade gets the serve off. Set is up. This time a chance. That one is down for a kill. So after this one's over, Hillsborough takes on St. Mary's Colgan. After that, Meade takes on St. Mary's Colgan. That will be at 10:30. 11:30 is Hillsborough and Jefferson County North. 12:30, Jefferson County North and St. Mary's Colgan, followed by 1:30, Hillsborough and Meade. Set up for Meade. A little backwards set, but JCN ready for it. Tipped over. Not an ideal chance from Jefferson County North, but into the net, stuffing it. is Meade. That time it was Carly Martin unable to get it over. Macy Thompson hitting that one over to a good spot. 3-1, JCN, hoping to take care of business in two sets. Turns good on the back line for Meade, but the set not great, so I'll have to set it, try to put it to the corner. That's returned cleanly by Bertels. Tip over from Langley. Set to the near side by Martin, and the violation once again for Meade. Making quite a bit of a mistake. It's already three unforced errors against the Chargers. It's 4-1. Another serve coming from the 5'9 junior, Emma Ruckdeschel. Set is not a good one. It was way high in the air, but not to really anybody. Blocked at the net. Buffaloes get a point, a big one. That time, I believe that was Carly Martin getting the block for the Buffaloes. It's now 4-2. In the middle of the court, in Dodge City at the United Wireless Arena, 2A State Volleyball. Jefferson County North trying to advance to the semifinal round, and that's down for a kill. Good job by Macy Thompson getting a nice set. It's now 5-2. And Coach David Schuler continuing to rotate. Kennedy Hernandez checking in and serving to the back line. A good one. Set is up by Riley Foster, and that swipe is returned. Good job by Hernandez returning that one. Sends it to the back corner and down. Point for JCN. It's now 6-2. They've been dominating this one. Serve once again by Hernandez to the back line. Foster sets this up for the Buffaloes and stuffed at the net, and it's down. At the net, it was Smith and Thompson getting the block up front, and Meade couldn't dig it out from underneath the net after the block. It's now 7-2. Turn to the back line, not a great return. Foster has to dig it from underneath the net, and a good job rallying. Getting the kill is Charity Powell, the 5'3 sophomore. So a chance for Meade now, trying to rally, down by 4 points. That is up to the near side, just tipped over and down. Good job by Evelyn Smith. Just get it to where the others ain't. Audrey Bell on the assist, yet again. 8-3 JCN. Jocelyn Seaver, the 5'3 senior, with the serve now. Going from right in the middle of the court. Turned cleanly by Meade. Set by Foster. This time getting it to Pryor. Can't get it down. JCN prepared for it. Set over by Mason Thompson. And not a good return as Carly Martin couldn't get it to anybody. It's down for another JCN point. It's 9-3. So JCN continuing what they were able to do in the first set. And they are cruising. Send them to a break again. It's JCN leading 9-3. Second set here on State Volleyball on KARE 93.7.
Farming. It's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
JCN leads 9th back here, State Volleyball Class 2A, as a serve is returned cleanly by Meade. Foster sets this up yet again for Cryer. To the back line, nice dig by the Chargers. That is sent long, though, by Thompson. That dig by Seaver. And Meade with the point out of the break. Actually, the Chargers that last time out took more time in the huddle than Meade did. Usually when a team's rallying, you just say a few words and send them on their way, since they don't really need a whole lot of teaching with all the rallying, but it's time for Schuler having some words of instruction. At the net, nice tip over. Mason Thompson gets it down, wins the battle at the net between her and Cryer, and it's 10-4. Serve now coming from Claire Jobbins, the 5'7 senior. Right-hander sends it over. Oliveira, that is. Cryer at the net. Gets it down for a kill. Good job going around the defenders. That was partially tipped. It actually landed out of bounds, but since it was deflected, point goes to Meade. Much needed one, as yet again, just like the first set, ACN has doubled up on Meade. It's 10-5. Serve coming from Charity Powell. Return is clean. Set to the far side by Bertels. Now a nice dig on the far side near the net. Buzz will have to send a free ball over, but the free ball gets hit into the net by Cryer. And a point for the Chargers. It's 11-5. Early second set in the match behind me. Inman leading Garden Plain 5-3. The three-seed Inman trying to win that one in two sets. They won the first set handily. Another serve coming from Corey Bertels. That one to the back line. Return cleanly. Foster sets this one up. Backward set. Cryer stuffed at the net. But able to get it up. No, they don't get it over. It's four hits. We're just saying that it was not blocked. It was the net that actually sent it back to the Meade side. So it's 12-5. Burrell serves to the near side, to the back line. Setting this up for Paul. Dig from Bertels. Sent over. Nice job by Bertels. But Meade was all over it. That's blocked to the net. Cryer trying to get the swipe, but a couple of Chargers in on it. It's now 13-5. This has been a total rout so far for the Chargers. Set to the near side, blocked at the net, kept alive by the Buffaloes, and just being sent over by Paul. Set, second try for JCN, sent over to the mean side, and an error on Cryer. She sends it long from the middle of the court, about 3 feet away from the net. Another timeout coming for Meade. 14-5, JCN leads Meade. You're listening to State Volleyball here on KARE 93.7.
For almost a decade, Gus, Kathy, Jake, and Beth Barnett have paved the way in Oskaloosa for funeral planning services at Barnett Family Funeral Home and Jefferson County Crematory. When times are most difficult and it's time to plan a beautiful service to remember your friend or loved one, trust the ones who make a difficult time a little bit easier. Barnett Family Funeral Home would love to talk with you to give you peace of mind for the future. Visit their website at barnettfamilyfh.com or stop by and visit them, south side of Oskaloosa, off Highway 59.
All right, 11-5, JCN leads Meade, set number two. Jefferson County North winning set number one, 25-10. Jared Sleppy with you. And here we go. Another serve coming for Corey Bertels, the 5'5 senior. Setting this one up for Paul. She's blocked at the net, and it's down. For another JCN point, Claire Johnson getting in on the fun that time. JCN just doing such a good job all season long, rotating their players in and out, keeping them fresh to the back line. Return by Meade on the serve. Tipped over to the back line. Ready for it was Corey Bertels. Setting this one up for a big swipe from Bell, but Meade was all over it. And that one's hit out of bounds by Powell, sending it over on the second attempt. That makes it 16-5. Dominance continues for the Chargers. That one's sent over to the back line. Another good serve by Bertels. Tipped over. Good dig on the near side by Langley, but they can't rally to get it over. And it makes it 16-6. Meade having a long ways to go if they want to come back in this one. Return clean by Bell and getting it right back. And it's down for a kill. Partially blocked at the net by Meade. That was Harley Paul, but couldn't get it back over to the Chargers' side. It lands down for the kill. 17-6 now, JCN with the lead. Serve coming by Audrey Bell. Foster with the setup, and that one's tipped down for a kill. Carly Martin sends it into a couple hands, a couple Chargers. That was Langley and Johnson trying to block that one, but couldn't, once again, get it back to the opponent's side. So 17-7 now. Got a football score on our hands. And we're going to have to redo this point because the substitution was not clean for the Buffaloes. They're trying to get someone in last second. And now they will. Reminder that our next match will be at 11:30. JCN will take on number one seed Hillsborough. They are 39-1 on the season. That's going to be an ace. Bradley Foster doing it. The setter for the Buffaloes. Return on the serve for the Chargers. Set is up, and not a good one. It goes into the net out of bounds. Trying to find Langley, but bad setup that time by Audrey Bell, trying to get it back right here on this point. It's now 17-9. Return to the back line by the libero, Claire Jobbins. A swipe, and that one is down for a kill. Langley gets it this time. Along the back line, Charity Powell couldn't keep it alive. It was a good attempt to pop it up in the air, but nobody there to keep it alive. It only got about 3.5 feet in the air, not much of a chance to return it. 18-9 hour score at the net. It's blocked back over to the knee, rather to the knee side. It's set over. Good job by the Chargers to smother that one. They'll have to send a free ball to the back line, but instead it's actually an out of bounds by Langley. Try to forehand. And it was just a little too strong on that one. Makes it 18-10. Need rallying just a little bit, but they still have a long ways to go if they want to come back here in set number two and avoid a two-set sweep. Tip is down for a kill for Macy Thompson. Set was out in front of her over the net. She's dunked it down. Got about maybe no more than 2 feet higher than the net. And a fantastic job by the 6 foot senior to tip that one down. 19-10 now the score. Serve coming from Kennedy Hernandez, three sophomore. From left to right, that one just barely getting over the net. It's down for an ace. Right in the middle of the floor. As mentioned, just barely over the net. CeCe Cryer, the 5'9 senior for the Buffaloes, couldn't get to it. Meanwhile, behind me, a roar from the Garden Plain crowd as they are now trailing by just two in set number two, trying to avoid a sweep there. It was over, and now a nice dig along the backside by Hernandez. Keep it alive. They send it back over to the Buffalo side. By Blockton down! Thompson and Smith getting the huge block. 21-10, just a few points away from winning this one in just two sets. Kennedy Hernandez with the serve. Back line return is clean, set to the near side, and that one blocked, but to the Chargers' side and down, and the kill is successful from CeCe Cryer, one of the team's best attackers, having a bit of a tough time here this morning. Serve is a good one to the back line, not a great return, so Thompson just tries to get it over, and just barely over that, an easy duck down for Cryer. Easiest point she'll probably have all day. After the block, it makes it 21-12, and that's going to be a service error. That one goes long. Flew on the right hand of Carly Martin, the 5'7 junior. 13-12, now the score behind me, Inman and Garden Plain. Meanwhile, here in front of me, JCN leads 22-12. Serve coming from Jocelyn Seaver. Return goes a little bit long. Foster just tips it over to the JCN side, and about 3 feet from beyond the attack line, the Buffaloes get the return. Tipped by Cryer, is returned by the Chargers. Set over from Audrey Bell. Me now an opportunity. From the middle of the net, just tipped over, but JCN tips it right back. Me now an opportunity. Cryer sets it back over to the back line of the Chargers, setting this up for Thompson. She's blocked, but it gets through to the Meade side. Partially blocked to the net for the Chargers now. They'll get an opportunity. Far side swipe by Bell, and that one tips. No, it was not tipped. It just goes out of bounds, and a point goes to Meade. One of the longest rallies we've had all day so far. Usually these have been pretty quick. As a result, we are cruising along here. Just a few points away from ending this thing is JCN. Set is over by Thompson. Set to the middle, Cryer. And a fantastic dig by Jobbins, popping it up in the air to keep it alive. Second hit is at the net, and it was blocked. Set back over to the meat side. Partially blocked, and that's a kill. Powell was partially blocked by Thompson up front, but it lands down on the JCN side, and it's 22-14. Still an 8-point cushion, though. Needing a large rally to get back in this one. Turn not great, but doable. Bell after the not great return, unable to send it over to the mean side. Two straight points for the Buffaloes is 22-15. Again, GCN winning set number one, 25-10. Got to a bit of a slow start, but then cruised in the middle portion in the late portions of the set. An easy victory in set number one. Here's a chance for Thompson. Parsley blocked. Meade able to smother it. And Cryer sends it to the back line. That one's down for a kill. Deaver couldn't return that one along the back line. And don't call it a rally. Meade fans getting into it along the far and the near side. 22-16. Serve coming from Sherman. Set to the far side, tipped over by Bell, and now they're going to say an error against the Chargers, and now, don't look now, Meade only down by 5. Send to a 30-second break. You're listening to Class 2A State Volleyball here on CAIR 93.7.
K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison.
This is Jonathan Schmidt with Outdoor Concepts and Design, and after 6 years, we look forward to another year of providing our high-quality services. In the last year, we've upgraded our equipment line to better provide our excavation services. Whether it be regrading a property, trenching in drainage or utility lines, building a new driveway, or just general property maintenance, we look forward to your phone call. You can reach us at 913-674-0300 for a free quote to get your dirt done right.
Jefferson County North trying to stymie a big Meade rally. It's 22-17 in favor of the Chargers. Return by Jobbins on the far line out of the JCN timeouts. And stepping into the net is Bell trying to get a kill, but it's too low. And it's now just a 4-point set. Return by Jobbins yet again. Set coming from Johnson, and Bell able to get that over to the mean side, but they return it clean. Tip over from Powell. Chance for the Chargers. Thompson tries to dunk it down, but Meade was all over it. Here's Powell setting it to the back line. Return by Seaver, setting this up for Smith, and that one goes out of bounds. Another point for the Buffaloes. It's 22-19. Here comes Meade. That was a serve, a laser to the back line. Returning it cleanly is JCN. Bell blocked at the net. They'll get another opportunity. Backward set this time. And Thompson goes ahead and sends it to the back line of Meade. They get it over to the Charger side. Bell, from about 5 feet from beyond the attack line, gets it down for a kill. Good job that time sending it to the near side. And nobody there for the Buffaloes. And a huge point for JCN to make it 23-19. Now just 2 points away from ending this match. Momentum still on Meade's side, though. They have been rallying. Serve from Jobbins sends it to the Meade's back line. Set is up by Cryer and tipped over. Good job on the dig by Smith. They'll send a free ball over with Jobbins sending it to the attack line. And that's blocked to the net by Audrey Bell. Match points. Big time block by the senior. And another serve, and here we go. Return by Meade is clean. Set for Cryer. That was dunked down, but Meade able to get it over to the JCN side, and it's going to be a violation of lift called against the Chargers. A big point there for Meade. It's 24-20. With how this set started, you wouldn't think that Meade would have been able to get 20 points, but a big late rally for the Buffaloes gets them within 4. That is up for Bell, tipped, but he was ready for it. They're trying to scramble to get it over, and they do so, but it's free ball. Into the Chargers side, a good spot, though, and the Chargers now have to rally to send it over. A free ball sent over. Meade now, Cryer, sent to the back line. Return not great, but kept alive. Free ball, second one in a row, sent over by JCN. Sending up for Cryer, that one blocked, and down, and there is the match, 25-20. In set number two, and JCN starts pool play 1-0 in a huge 8:30 a.m. win. So again, 25-10, 25-20, the victory. We'll go ahead and send it to a break. You're listening to State Volleyball here on CAIR 93.7.
Dr. Sean McCool, Christine McCool, and Peggy Kistler, and the staff at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, provide both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, orthopedic, and soft tissue surgeries. For more information, visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com, or call 913-367-3600. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
FW Houston Medical Center offers a walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. In the hours the clinic is not open, they provide urgent care services because being sick doesn't always happen during the day. See them at 408 Delaware Street in Winchester. FW Houston Medical Center wishes good luck to its very own plant operations manager, Coach David Schuler, and his team at State.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
It's fall at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and they've got the Fall Blizzard menu to prove it. Check out all the new flavors, including Reese's Take 5, Oreo Hot Cocoa, and Berry Cherry Chip. And don't miss the Blizzard of the Month, Snickers Brownie. They're in the fall mood at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. You know it, you love it. It's fan food, not fast food.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Millions of Americans suffer from hernias each year, but only a small percentage seek medical attention. Hernias can become extremely painful and cause major health complications. The only way to fix a hernia is with surgery. Amberwell General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren is an expert in hernia repair and uses advanced techniques at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha. If you think you might have a hernia, contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
JCN wins in two sets, 25-10, 25-20, back here in Dodge City. Jared Sluppy with you in what a match it was. So it started out in that first set. It was very close, 8-6 in that first set to start things out, but then it was a bit of a run for the Chargers to make it 12-8, forcing the Buffaloes to take a timeout. Out of the timeout, Mee got the first point out of the break, but then JCN would rally and get seven consecutive points and then hold on to a dominant 25-10 victory. And then the second set started out how the first set ended, with a continuing dominant Chargers team. But then when the Buffaloes were up against the ropes, they rallied off quite a few points to make it a three-point set. But the Chargers were able to keep them at arm's length at the end to hold on for the 25-10, 25-20 victory. So JCN is 1-0 now in pool play. Meanwhile, behind me, Inman winning in two sets over Garden Plain. They are the 3 seed. And that was a big win because, as mentioned, that was a JCN team. They are the 5, me, the 4 seed. So now all they have to do is defeat St. Mary's Colgan, the 8 seed, which is very doable. And be in the semifinals. So things looking good for the Chargers with an 8:30 a.m. victory right out of the gate. They'll have Hillsborough next, though, the number one seed. That will be at 11:30, and that certainly takes the pressure off of GAC in a little bit. So if they do lose to the number one team currently in the state in the KVA rankings and the number one seed, then you don't have to sweat it, and they'll have to take on a St. Mary's Colgan team that kind of is limping their way into the playoffs. I'll take that back. They started off slow, then they kind of rallied and got hot at the end of the season. They started off the season 5-8, and then came all the way back and got some wins late in the season to get them here. But that's talk about them in a little bit, as we're going to take a couple more minutes of break and send it back to the station, and we'll come back here right at 11:20 to get you caught up for all that's happening here from United Wireless Arena here in Dodge City with all of the matches that are currently going on now and coming up here in just a little bit. So once again, JCN wins 2-0, 25-10, 25-20. Thanks for listening. Catch us again at 11:20 is your pregame, and then again at 12:30, you're on KARE 93.7.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig products. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig Finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pig. Call us at 367-2310 for more information, or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Do you get frequent heartburn? It may not be just heartburn. An estimated 1 in 5 American adults suffers from GERD, a serious condition that, if left untreated, can become a lifelong disease and lead to more serious health conditions like Barrett's esophagus or esophageal cancer. Dr. Roderick Warren is one of the leading surgeons in the country to perform TIP, a minimally invasive surgical procedure that fixes the cause of GERD. Dr. Warren offers surgery at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, as well as clinic visits at Amberwell Leavenworth Clinic. To seek relief from GERD, visit amberwellhealth.org and take their online quiz to see if TIP is right for you. Or contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new Home Managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right. Giant's Managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for Home Managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Jefferson County North getting two sets and a victory, 25-10, 25-20. Jared Selby back with you here on KR93.7, covering JCN's state volleyball tournament at United Wireless Arena here in Dodge City. As for the Jefferson County North football team, they defeated Riverside 64-22. Big-time victory for the Chargers. They'll take on the winner of Centralia and McLouth. That game going on tonight at 7 o'clock. How about the season for McLouth this year? But elsewhere around the state last night, in six-man, Burton defeating Southern Coffee County. Wetmore will take on Burton next week, as Wetmore, the Cardinals, what a season they've had. They got a bye this week. Elsewhere in six-man, Frankfort getting the win on the road at Beloit St. John's Tipton, 48-28. A big-time upset there. Hanover getting a win at home against Lakeside Downs, 62-14. Lynn unable to get the win last night on the road at Osborne, 56-6 was the final there. Axtell getting the win against Pike Valley, 68-8. And then, there's only one game going on today. Canton Galva is taking on St. Paul. And Axtell will get the winner of that game next week. Taking a look at the bracket. Hanover will get the winner of that game. Frankfort's taking on Lebo next week. District 1 champ Lebo. Axtell is actually taking on Hutchinson Central Christian after they defeated Marmaton Valley 52-6. In Class 8-man Division 1, both of the area teams fell last night. Washington County losing by a final score of 50-0 to Hill City. And then Clifton Clyde getting upset by Quinter, 28-22. A bit of a shocker there. Clifton Clyde cruising through the regular season, but unable to get the win last night. In Class 1A, I mentioned JCN advancing. Also, we have Centralia McLouth going on tonight. Troy Mission Valley going on tonight. A game from Troy kicking off at 6 o'clock. St. Mary's in Jackson Heights tonight at 7 o'clock. Muncie defeated Belle Plaine 54-13. And Sedgwick defeated Valley Heights last night 49-22. As for Class 2A, have Sabetha and Atchison County, the big one, probably the best game on paper in the entire state in this first round. That'll be at Sabetha, 7 o'clock tonight. Silver Lake at Riley County, a big game there. The winner of Sabetha ACCHS will take on the winner of that one. Yamaha Central getting a big win over Pleasant Ridge, 74-6. The final, Rossville in Minneapolis will take on, the winner of that game will take on in Yamaha Central. In Class 3A, taking a look at the brackets, we have Wellsville taking on Royal Valley. Wellsville 8-0 on the season. Topeka Hayden at Baldwin. Winner of those two teams will square off against each other next week. Holton, they host Santa Fe Trail after a 7-1 season. And Bishop Ward take on Perry LeCompton tonight. Heston also hosting Marysville. This is some of the area games. Also, Atchison in Class 4A, undefeated Atchison. Big year for them. They will be hosting Fort Scott. So that's what's going on tonight, and that game will be right here on CARE. Be sure to stay tuned for that. But also going on today is more volleyball. Reminder, 11:30 will be your next matchup here from Dodge City between Hillsborough and Jefferson County North. And then JCN will then take on St. Mary's Colgan. And by the way, before the last break, I said it would be right at 11:20. I probably shouldn't say that considering that with all these matches going back to back to back, probably won't be right at 11:20, but we will see. Stay tuned. Tune in at 11:20, see if we're on the air. If not, just keep it tuned. Keep it tuned right here on KARE 93.7. Got a lot of great stuff coming up here with your music. We'll go ahead and set it back to the station now. Once again, JCN winning 25-10, 25-20 over Meade. And going to be it for now from Dodge City. And once again, 25-10, 25-20 here on KARE 93.7 Class 2A State Volleyball.